Hello, G and Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. Tonight, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, should you wake someone up when your train reaches its final destination?
Oh.
Well, that's a good one. What do you think for that?
Well, if you know them, yes.
What if you don't know them?
Yes, maybe, or I might sort of cough loudly.
That's a good one. And is it okay to buy cheese in a supermarket? Yeah, of course it is. Where else would
you get
it?
Do you have to go to a fromagerie?
A cheesemonger's.
Yes.
I think because of the cheese protest last week.
Yeah.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony ants, are we? William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter and podcaster. I'm more Royal Dalton, whereas you're more Jim Royal.
Oh, I'd say that.
That's from Kyle.
Royal Dalton, my ass.
Oh, does he say that?
No, it just says my ass at the end of it.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't
he? Right.
You've never seen it?
Not really.
God.
Maybe you should. We should come. You should. We'll do DVD Club.
What's Royal Dalton?
China.
DVD Club. It's not 2006.
Well, I don't know. What do you do? I can't say I'll come over and Netflix
it's
and chill.
It's not every. Oh God, no.
No, exactly. That's why DVD Club.
It's not every night on the telly.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. You'd love Royal Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Do listen to you. Really into Nancy Popolsky, hotel inspector, whatever she's called.
Nancy, but no, hang on. I would watch Nancy Pelosi.
I've got them mixed
the
up.
The speaker of the House of whatever she is, Alex Polizzi.
Alex Polizzi, hotel inspector.
Nancy Pelosi going round hotels.
That was a little.
Yeah, have the ginger bonnet. Well, why don't we toast Nancy Pelosi and Alex Polizzi?
No,
no.
I've been watching it. It's really good. But I got into it because I watched because she did her own pub up. Did she did
yes.
a pub? What was that one?
The Star at Alfriston.
Yeah. No. What was it called? The program. Nancy.
Alex Polizzi Hotel Nightmare.
Alex Polizzi Hotel Nightmare. I got into it, and so now I've started watching Hotel Inspector.
It's great. So Mikey and I literally, and it went off for a week, and there were only five episodes, and we thought, oh my God, what's happened? And it was obviously just taking a week off. It's back now. I love in the intro to the programme, there are two lines that we say back to each other now. What is it with shit hotels and towel art? And what's the other one where that man is going, oh, do you like the wallpaper? And she goes, hate it. Love it.
She's so passive-aggressive as well. When she has a go at anybody, she calls them darling. Yeah. Yes, but darling, I don't want the fucking towel rail over there, darling. We're opening in 4 fucking days, darling. She's great. Never had you down as a Channel 5-er.
No, but I love... Well, I know there's nothing wrong with Channel 5. I'm off and on royal content on Channel 5. But Hotel Inspector, they've done for years. There are so many episodes you can now go and get lost in. Of Alex Polizzi or Nancy Pelosi's back catalogue. Yes, she's great. My friends Patrick and Rob met Alex Polizzi. They went to the hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she was there.
Yeah. Channel 5 is great at the moment, by the way. You've got Bargain Loving Brits on there, which is one of my favourite programmes. You've got Benidorm Hotel there. There's just so many, like, good, proper...
It's getting better, yeah.
It's so good. There's, like, proper lifestyle programmes and stuff. So, yeah.
You doing anything for them?
Not that I know of. I've never done it.
Give it time.
Never done it for Channel 5 or Channel 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
No. Well, look, if we're not toasting Alex and Nancy...
Should we?
I'd like to toast another iconic couple.
Yep.
Of which, and we'll talk about it in a minute, of course, I had brunch with, and you were there as well, unfortunately. Wendy and Graham.
To Wendy and Graham.
Wendy and Graham. Lovely to see you. Oh. Thank you for flying all the way over from Spain just to see me.
We'll talk about it.
Tagged on a visit to Jordan on the...
Let me do this bit.
Okay, you do your script a bit.
As always, if you need our help with something, remember, we love it if you get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexedmyboss.com. Still can't say that word after 4, 5.
No,
8,
you can't.
9, 10, 11, 12, tell me when to stop, years. Or you can tweet us or send us a message.
Now who's passive aggressive?
Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss. Or you can even write to William. He promises a handwritten reply in his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sexofmyboss.com. We need... You guys make the podcast, so get in touch. The sillier, the cruder, the funnier, the better. So
and
do get in touch.
Particularly if you'd like to get in touch with I'm or Your Mores.
Are you running out of ideas?
Yes.
I'm or Your
Mores. I'm or Your Mores.
Yeah.
I said to Ben, and I think in series 3... I was like, I think we should stop the I'm More Your Mores because it's getting difficult.
No,
we've got to keep doing it. Series 10, everyone.
We make it.
Series Infinity.
Right. Wendy and Graham debrief. Come on, hit me up. We met.
We met for our luxury brunch.
They love you. They absolutely
I love them.
Love you.
I sat there and I arrived, as I always do, 5-10 minutes early. And
we were on time.
You were on time, but I always get there early. It's just my sort of... My skill, and it was quite quiet, and I thought, oh God, I really think because you're especially, you know, I haven't seen your parents since COVID, so and your impression of Wendy in particular is quite loud, and I thought this is really quiet. There are people working, there are people just having little quiet conversations, and all of a sudden we're going to get Aya William and coming in, but they were lovely. They were very softly spoken.
They're not like.
No, but it's your impression, darling.
I hope I don't give that impression that they're, like, loud and, like...
I think your impressions of both mothers on this podcast are inaccurate.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exaggeration. Don't get me wrong, Wendy was doing a posh phone voice all weekend.
Oh.
Right? She's literally doing a posh phone, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Where she'll... Yes, of course, I will be there for that meeting at 12:30.
How many meetings did your mother have?
It's just on phones at bank. Yes, of course. Good day to you. And then she put the phone down and go, why is every light pissing out, son? It's like Blackpool Illuminations in here, you little shits. So that's...
Well, we had none of that.
Yeah.
No.
So, but I hope I don't give the impression, but they're sweet, I think.
They're gorgeous.
Nice.
They're so nice. Your mum had smoked salmon and scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Your dad had Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
You had Avocado Benedict
and my
toast.
What? I had your toast.
Yes. And what did I have? I can't remember what I had. Oh, I had an omelette.
But we'll put that picture up. There's a great pictures of you as well.
Sorry?
You had an omelette?
Yes.
After giving Jordan Groove having omelettes for dinner.
It was brunch.
Okay. Keep that in. Good. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for sticking up.
No, I had an omelette because it's brunch. It was a 10 o'clock brunch or 11 o'clock brunch.
But yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
It was nice to see them. They think very highly of you.
Oh, of Clear. You.
Well, yes, they're higher of me. And it was just a nice way to start my weekend.
Oh, it was great to have them. It was very much role reversals. I went round the flats. They were staying at my flat.
Yeah.
And... I felt like I was the adult and they were the teenagers whinging at me what the Wi-Fi password was as soon as I got through the door. Bloody complaining there's no snacks. What were the cloves everywhere?
Well, you tweeted a photo, or I think it was Twitter or Instagram, of your dad soaking his foot.
So my mum got out at shower and then she went into the living room and my dad was there on settee watching telly. With his gammy toe in one of my best mixing bowls because he's got an ingrowing toenail, so he decided to bathe his pissing manky toe in my bowl, and my mum sent me a picture and I tweeted it saying, imagine going to someone's house and doing this.
Yeah.
So that bowl, my mum went, don't worry, I've washed it. I went, I don't want to mix my salad in that bowl.
Incinerated.
In that bowl. Who would do that?
What was weirder in that photograph, and I did tweet you back, I don't know if you noticed, is why was the Brita jug or whatever equivalent jug you have, the water filter jug, just on the chair in the background?
How did you even know? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Who goes, oh, I'll fill myself up with some water. Rather than putting it on the very convenient table that the chair is in front of, I'll just put it on the seat of the chair.
I don't know.
And a few people also commenting on the fact you have plastic chairs.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's fine, but, you know, it's, you have plastic chairs at school.
They're Scandi chairs.
Oh, sorry, it's Scandi.
They're Scandi chairs.
My school was Scandi themed, actually.
Yeah, shut up. There were Scandi chairs. Another thing about me, Dad, you think I'd get my words mixed up?
Mm.
We were at a restaurant in Notting Hill.
Yes.
On the Thursday night. And, thank you. So I took them to Notting Hill because my mum's always wanted to go out around there.
Oh,
so
no. I loved the film. Did she feel like Julia Roberts?
Yeah, she said, yeah. I loved the film from the 90s. So we went to this little Italian. It's quiet, candle lit and that. And what?
Just love. Also, I love the hand gestures doing.
By the way, before we went in, so me and my dad caused quite a scene. I was telling a story, yeah, and the waitress went past me and I flung loads of plates out of her hand.
Yes.
And she dropped this mayonnaise bowl. It was a bowl full of mayonnaise, too much in it anyway. It dropped and went all up my dad's leg, all on his new suede shoes. Then I rubbed it off my head. Anyway.
End of the meal. A nice time.
You think I get mixed up with words, and I know where I get it from.
Yes.
So end of meal, waitress comes over with a bill and the card machine, and my dad went really loud to the whole table, to the waitress, pretty much the whole restaurant. He went, don't worry, we'll go commando. And my mum went, and it's so nice. It's so nice. They've been married so long. My mum knew exactly what she meant. He went, he means Dutch. We'll go Dutch. And she said to the waitress, she went, we've all got our underwear on, don't worry. And I just love him.
That is lovely.
I don't know how he got Dutch and commando up. I've loads of stories. Do you want some more stories?
Oh, we love a Wendy and Graham story.
My mum had one of her hot flushes on River Thames. So, and she'd left a menopause mist in my fridge.
She didn't bring me any menopause mist.
Oh, she said she was going to bring you some, didn't she? What? Yeah.
Them back now.
I know. She's on bloody Thames, walking up Thames. She's like, I forgot my menopause mist. So she, you know, so.
Can she give you the recipe and then you can make me some?
I'll make you some.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of water and some lemon, I think.
Well, that's fine. I know, but it needs to be...
It's really good. By the way, I use it when it's hot. And it's great. She read it in one of her magazines and made it.
Nice.
So there was that. And I told him as well. I said, just be careful on some busy streets in London. I said, it's very rare, but there's been a lot of phone grabbings.
Oh.
So people, like, when you're on your phone, just come up and grab your phone and run off.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
They're on scooters and stuff. So I told him that. Tried ringing my mum and dad all weekend to the point where my mum wouldn't take a phone out and my dad heard it ringing in his bag.
Yeah.
Or it might have been the other way around. My dad wouldn't take his phone out. My mum heard it ringing in a bag and went, oh, I heard it ringing, but we were on a busy street, so I didn't want to answer it in case it got robbed. I went, no, it doesn't matter. So, yeah.
Where did they think you'd taking them?
Anyway, that was my...
Gosh. So you recovered. And obviously they stayed for a bit longer than a weekend, as you said. Would you have them again for that long? No, is the answer to that. Jordan, you should have said yes very quickly.
Yes, of course I was. I was.
Well, next time I'll do two things with them and take them off your hands.
Okay.
And give you a bit of free time.
No, they pretty much did their own thing.
Okay.
And then I just met up with them in the afternoon.
Nice. Well, that's good. Talking of... actually, this is nothing that was planned to be talked about. We'll just talk about what you're wearing today.
Why?
It's a lovely sort of steel grey T-shirt that says Hollywood.
I'm very casual today.
It's the fact it says Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is it, are you sort of...
Oh, do you not know? That's my nickname now.
Really?
No, that's what my little brother's mates call me that, and it really annoys me.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
You've never been?
No, I know, but because of...
But is it sort of where you're putting it out into the universe, and actually you're going to be the next big star? Oh my God, you could be the next James Bond.
I'd got it. No.
Not that that's done in Hollywood. It's done over here.
It's just a top. I'm very casual today. I'll give you that. This is usually my round house top.
Your round the house top says Hollywood.
Just wear it round house.
Right.
You know, like when you get your trackies on.
Well, no. But
you need to, like, it's my errand top. On a Saturday morning. Throw this on, some trackies or shorts, and go and do my shopping, go and get bleaching and all that.
Right. Any particular brand? Anyway.
I've always been a Domestos type of guy. Hey, you're all right, shithouse.
What?
Because I remember I got out of the castle.
Yes.
And I said, I've been offered some work with Domestos.
Yeah.
And the money's pretty good. And you went, take it. Take it. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking of content.
Yeah, I don't regret it.
No, you shouldn't. Don't regret anything in life.
Okay.
Life's too short. Did you see? You probably did see, because you probably read it in the Waitrose magazine. Waitrose this week have done, they're encouraging all of us to eat more out of tinned cans, or tins, as they're sometimes called.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're encouraging more food out of tins, which got me thinking, I don't think I eat very much tinned food at all.
I used to.
Yeah, of course you did. But now I can afford my own private chef.
No.
Goodbye, tins.
Right, both. I used to, but now I just. I ain't
got. Now you have omelettes.
Yeah, go on anyway.
Ben had asked me what are my top five favourite tinned foods. We only have three tinned foods in the house.
Oh,
always.
Go on. I've got loads.
I asked Mikey to check. We have haricot beans, chickpeas, and chopped tomatoes.
Is that it?
That's it.
So I have a cupboard in my house that is referred to, not by me, but it's referred to as.
By
my,
who?
World War II 1940s closet.
Right.
Okay. Because in there I've got like loads of tins.
Yes.
And I've been told it looks like something from World War II. I've got like Bird's custard powder, Angel Delight.
Yes.
Loads of like non-perishable stuff, just in case the worst happens. But I've got Oops, spaghetti Oops.
There we go.
I've got ravioli.
Yeah.
I don't mind as well. The Heinz spaghetti bolognese is great in a tin.
Okay.
It really is. On a bit of toast.
Yeah.
I've got beans. Mm. I've got your chopped tomatoes. I've got your rice puddings. I've got your custard in there. And powdered custard. There's probably stuff. I've got loads.
Wow.
Top five tin fruits. Tin foods. Beans and sausages.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Oops.
Yeah.
Ravioli.
Yeah.
Tin tomatoes, because you can do oat with that.
Yeah.
Rice pudding.
And you've all got them at home?
All got them at home.
In that special hiding place.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the closet at home?
Oh. Corned beef hash.
That comes in a tin?
Yeah.
No, surely it's just corned beef.
Oh, corned beef, sorry.
And then you hash it up.
I hash it up, yeah.
You make a hash
so
of
I've
it.
So I've got that in there, anyway.
Make a hash of it. Is that genuinely where that phrase comes from? Make a hash of something?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, anyway. We've recently been to see the same show, although on different dates, with different people.
Yes.
Sister Act.
It was great.
Yes. It's just it's until the end of August in London at the Eventim Apollo. Jennifer Saunders.
Jennifer Saunders, Beverly Knight.
Yes.
And I didn't realise, thingy from what's Birds of a Feather's in it?
Leslie Joseph.
Yeah.
Yes, Lizzie B, Keala Settle, Clive Rowe.
How long has it been going on for?
Since end of July until end of August.
So it's just
and then it's touring the UK, although not with Beverly Knight and Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, okay.
Other people.
Right.
Are doing it. It's very, very good.
Yeah, really
you went
good.
With Wendy and Graham.
They loved it.
I took Mikey and our friend Luke.
Beverly Saunders and...
Beverly Saunders.
Oh, God. Jennifer Saunders and Beverly Knight are fantastic in it.
They're very good.
They're very, very
funny. However, I don't know what it was like when you went, but can we just talk about the behaviour of some of the members of the audience?
You've got a real thing where you don't think people... know how to behave in theatres, do you?
No, and there are certain shows...
And bear in mind, this isn't a theatre.
Well, no, but it's a theatre experience.
And with this sort of show, I'm going to stick up for him, with Sister Act, and I assume Tina, it's Mamma Mia, it's a night out. It's get on the Prosecco, it's get with the Huns.
A bit like our show, but unlike our show, the people on the stage are actually doing quality. Okay. There's actual talent on the stage. Okay, they're singing, they're dancing, there's sets. Obviously, Ben only comes on for a little bit in our show. We had people in front of us texting Mikey and Luke, in fact, Mikey was straight on that. And to be fair, she did turn around and say sorry. So okay. That was nice. Woman one sitting not directly next to me, but next to her. Her, you know, some people, when they have notifications on the phone flashes, the torch flashes. Yeah. Of course, dark. She had her phone out. She gets a text. She's not particularly apologetic about the fact it's flashing. She continues to text back. So I turned to the woman next to her, to next to me, and said, sorry, could you just ask her to put her phone away, please? And to be fair, the woman next to me, she was like, yeah, OK, fine. So she turned, had that conversation. 5 minutes later, they start to open up a bag of noisy popcorn.
I mean, popcorn's not bad. The phone's bad. But
they were in all the quiet bits. Or if it got a bit boring at one, you know, not a big go-y number, they'd have a little chat with each other. The woman next to me got her phone out. Admittedly, it wasn't flashing, but they'd text. She did, like, every single piece of bad theatre etiquette. You are not at home watching the television. You have paid... That show is not cheap, as you know. You're paying God knows how much to watch that show, and you're going to spend it on your phone if you just stay at home.
I agree. Don't get
your phones... Lose yourself in the performance.
I do agree with you there. Don't get your phones out in the theatre or the cinema.
Just take it all in. Mm. If you've got some life emergency, you know, someone's close
were they
to
mums?
Death.
We've said this before. It's always mums, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. They didn't have their children with them. I don't know whether they were mothers or not. But they, you know, they were grown women who should have known better. I was appalled. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that. So yeah. If you're going to the theatre, shut up. Do your debrief about the act one in the interval. Do your debrief about act two as you go home. Not in the middle of the show. And I felt, because I'd said shut up or turn the phone off once, I felt I couldn't really say anything. I gave some looks.
Oh, I gave some looks. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
The infamous William Hanson.
Yeah,
daggers.
I mean, they didn't work, but I gave some looks.
Oh, wow.
But I felt I can't... Like, I would have been talking to them every 5 minutes and then I wouldn't have been watching the show.
Fair enough.
Sorry to bring a downer.
Should we talk about this army meme as well before we go to...
Well, yeah,
Johnny
I don't
Joker,
really understand this. Would you like to explain this to the community?
You might know William is often made as a meme. The most famous one was the
Stag Do one.
Stag Do one. So my brother messaged me.
Which brother?
Our Ryan.
Oh, you're Ryan. Yeah.
That's Colour Sergeant North. He's in some, like, I don't know. Oh, this was on Lad Bible, to be fair. He's in some, like, army banter Facebook page or something. And it says, the meme says, the RAF base is the most secret place in the UK as no one knows what happens there. And then there's a picture of you with a army beret on having afternoon cream tea.
Yeah, it was a very old photograph of me, let's put it that way.
That army base, do you know what it's called? It's in North Yorkshire. I used to pass it every weekend when I watched Burnley. We used to call them the golf balls.
Right.
And I think it's really secretive. Oh. Have you never seen it before?
No.
So they're like giant golf balls. If anyone knows, get in touch for the bonus. And it's really secretive anyway. That was
right. And do they have afternoon tea there with me?
I don't know, to be fair.
I don't really know why that photo's being... I mean, it's a few people sent it to me. I'm very touched to be yet another meme.
And then our Ryan said... Is this William? Oh, was it a Lad Bible beam?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, shall we go to Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Is it Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
It certainly is. Cue the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Cha-cha-cha.
Okay, it's kind of a Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. And a William's Wacky Word of the Week.
Oh, another blend.
Mm. So, Jordan's...
It's a bit of both. It's Hovis best of both.
Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week and William's Wacky Word of the Week. Ejaculate.
Well, I know what that means.
Do you know what ejaculate means?
I think I've got it, but yeah.
And I'll tell you the definition / punchline after the break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back, Jane Davis. Thanks for sticking with us. And always good to hear from Jess Phillips there.
I think she's been removed. Look, Jane Davis, go and listen to the podcast.
It's actually
it's very good. If you don't go and listen to it, we'll put that advert back in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it's going to work.
It's very good, but we just had the same advert for months. Anyway, it's Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week and William's Wacky Word of the Week.
Apparently.
Which is ejaculate. Now, William, what do you think ejaculate
means?
Well,
I think I've guessed it, so I don't want to ruin your joke.
Okay. Ejaculate. Now, what does ejaculate mean?
It means... Well, it means to forcibly...
Okay.
Yeah. Remove something from another thing.
No, it's not that.
Mm.
Ejaculate is what a northern person says to somebody called Jack when he's not on time. Ejaculate!
It's a bit like euthanasia. Do you know what the definition of euthanasia is? Young people in China. Think about it. Euthanasia.
Ejaculate. I thought it was good. That.
It's nice. It's fun. It's nice. It's a good. It's a good blend.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's coming today.
Very good.
Oh, that was a very good blend. Why don't we just get him a microphone?
No.
Okay.
Should we go on to the listeners' problems?
Yes, let's do it.
This one is from Debbie in Telford. Dear producer Ben, William and Jordan. We need to discuss the correct way to eat profiteroles. My daughter pops them in her mouth whole, then bites them so the cream inside said profiterole bursts inside her mouth.
Absolutely.
However, I find this to be repellent, as there is always a danger that the cream will exude from her lips. It makes me very uncomfortable. On occasions where this happens, she screams with laughter at my disgust. I think profiteroles should be pulled apart in two and then eaten with a fork, minimising the cream bursting out effect. We are attending a wedding in November and she has chosen profiteroles for dessert. She means pudding. Please help her eat her favourite pudding, you got it right that time, with a little more decorum. Regards, Debbie from Telford.
Debbie from Telford. It's profiteroles is one of those that you've got to get in your mouth. Just pop it in and... Let all that cream swirl around. It's... Grow up.
Suddenly in the mood for tinned food. Nice.
What's the proper way to eat a profiterole?
With a fork and a spoon.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
You just grab it and pop it in.
No.
What about an eclair?
With a fork and a spoon.
No, just pick it up and grab it in. Those things are meant to be enjoyed with like a nice cup of tea and just your hands.
No. Fork and a spoon. Let's say you're eating with the spoon in the right hand, fork in the left. But if you're left-handed, just switch. You hold the spoon like a pen. You cut into the profiterole. You push a bit of profiterole that sort of needs to go back onto the spoon with the fork. And then you transfer with the right hand that the spoon is in, or the left hand if you're left-handed, into your mouth.
What about Mr. Kipling?
I don't know how to eat him.
No, like, I've not had a Mr. Kipling in ages.
Yeah, but Mr. Kipling does a range.
What are they called? The French fancies? I love them.
Fondant fancy.
What's the ones where they got... Oh, so there's the apple pies you still... I've not had a Mr. Kipling's in ages.
Oh, well, keep saying it. We'll probably get sent some next week.
Bakewell tarts.
Yes.
And then what's the ones... Is it the colourful ones that come in different... Are they French fancies?
Fondant fancies. Oh, yeah, French fancies. The pink, yellow and brown ones.
You wouldn't eat one of them with a bloody knife and fork, would you?
No, but equally you wouldn't be served that as a pudding. That's more of an afternoon tea thing.
Okay, let me just write that down because you're coming round next week for tea. I'm just going to do a Mr. Kipling picky tea, picky dessert, picky pudding. Picky pudding.
Picky pudding. I did, can you remember, did you come to my pudding party in Manchester where everything was a pudding? Everyone left with absolutely buzzing on a sugar high.
Everybody left with the shits. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Mm. It was nice at the time. And then the florist did a gorgeous floral arrangement with candles. For it was like a candelabra with a big floral thing. But then, of course, we hadn't written, and I don't, the florist didn't think this through, and neither did I. As the candles burned and dropped below the floral arrangement, it started to burn the flowers.
Oh.
So I had to blow the candles out.
You've had a few disasters. Remember when the shelves collapsed?
Shelves collapsed. I've never talked, I'll talk about it another time, I've never talked on this podcast about the fire that I had in Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk about the fire. I don't know if I have, because I think I've always thought, oh, I'll save that story, and we've got this far in, and I've never talked about it.
Okay.
But we'll come back to
the fire. So when you hear that in a few weeks' time, you know we're low on content.
That'll be next week. Debbie from Telford, fork and a spoon. You wouldn't put them in your mouth hole. This is from Jonathan. Hello, William, Jordan and PB. Am I in the wrong? During a recent afternoon in Manchester, accompanied by my cousin and friends, with an apostrophe, we sat outside a bar located in the village area. While sitting, we noticed a group of middle-aged women who looked like they were having a nice time. One of the women walked past us on the way to the bar. When passing, she explained that they were having a reunion, having met at university some years ago, to which I innocently asked, was that Manchester Uni or Manchester Met? This offended the woman, and the response I got wasn't pleasant, being labelled red brick wanker and a John is a red brick, see you next Tuesday. This saying was repeated no matter which bar we went in and bumped into them again. My cousin found it very enjoyable to watch me suffer at the hands of middle-aged women and has recently changed my contact details in his phone to the reference made above. Was I wrong to ask this question? I left school with 4 D's and 4 E's, so I'm in no position to question someone's academic status. This was generally an honest question, but I must have touched a nerve. Am I in the wrong? Yours sincerely, Jonathan.
I don't think you were... I don't think you are. It's probably the tone and the way you said it, because people and knowing people that have gone to both Manchester universities, because you went to Man Met, didn't you?
No, I did not.
See, that was my point proven there. People look down
the... I was getting more cross because you've asked me that 1,000
yes,
times.
Yes, because people look down the nose at Manchester Met and I don't like it. Now, I genuinely ask people when I say, see, you've just proven my point there. You went to the... What was it?
The proper one.
There you go. There you go. Right? And I know many people...
I said that as a joke.
I know many people. So unless it was your tone, but no, because I say to him, oh, what uni did you go to? Because I'm like, oh, my brother went to that one. Oh, my friend William went to that one.
Yeah.
That's what I say. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's more, you spray some deodorant, Ben, whilst we're...
Don't mind us, Ben.
Podcast.
There's a soundproof booth you could have gone into.
Why don't we use that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I don't think it's wrong to ask that question unless you do genuinely, if you're asking for genuine reasons, purposes, but if you're asking to be like, oh, I bet you...
I also then want to know which university they actually went to.
Well, she must have gone to Man Met and be very...
Well, no, because he said, was that Manchester Uni or Manchester Met, which I feel is a fair... If someone says, I went to University of
Manchester... I think she's in the wrong, and for her to call you that, it's her... Yeah. I don't think you were in the wrong there at all, Jonathan.
No. There are, of course, many different academic institutions in Manchester, rather than just those two. There are lots of universities. University of Salford.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's not Manchester, but, you know, Greater Manchester. There's Royal Academy of Northern College of Music, whatever it is. There are loads. So I always remember when I turned up at Cambridge Station once to go and visit my friend George, who was at university there, and it said, welcome to Cambridge, home of Anglia Ruskin University. It's like, well, yes, it is, but, you know, that's not necessarily what you think of when you go, name a university in Cambridge.
Cambridge University.
Well, quite.
Yeah, but I don't get it, because you've got Cambridge University. Is it the University of Cambridge or Cambridge University?
I don't know.
I think it's Cambridge University, but they've got loads of little colleges within.
Well, it's a college system. It's sort of like, yeah, it's a bit weird, but...
And the same at Oxford, innit?
Yeah, and I can remember visiting George, and he then took me into formal hall, or whatever they call it, for dinner.
He did.
And obviously, I was an etiquette coach at this point, but early on in my career. And he was like, oh, you'll love formal hall, it's full of rules. And to get into the formal hall, if you were at that college, you went up one side of the staircase, because it was like a double staircase. Mm-hmm. And if you were a guest, you went up the other staircase. And I remember thinking, this rule has absolutely no logic whatsoever and is completely pointless. And also, I am a guest. I know nobody here other than George, who is now on a completely separate staircase. I don't know where I'm going. This is completely going against good manners. And that's the sort of rule that doesn't make sense and should be abolished.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I bet, because part of uni was going to visit your mates at other unis. And I felt like every other weekend we had loads of just bodies used to sleep in the communal area. But you never did that, did you?
No.
Like, I'd go to see mates at Leeds University or in Liverpool. You just take a sleeping bag and sleep in their room or in the communal area. But yeah, but you never did that, did you?
And no.
That was part of uni to me, but like, let's go out.
When I went to visit George, he put up a camp bed for me.
Did he?
Yes.
A camp bed?
Yes.
Oh, I say. Oh, you're sleeping on me? That was very Diego. Oh, how did the impression with Kat go down?
I don't know if she's heard it. I think you'll
know.
She's
not heard it.
You'll find out.
You shall not pass.
It's not Gandalf.
The lady's not for turning. Ben, I need milk and bread. You must leave the flat and go now. Go forth and take that dog with you. Oh, you're right, care you, when you've not eaten. What are you like?
Hi, William Jordan, NPB. I recently got a kitten. She is currently 3 months old, which means that she can't be left alone for very long on her own. What is the etiquette of bringing her shopping with me? Can I just bring her with me in the carrier, or do I need to get my groceries delivered to my house? I would rather avoid this, as delivery service groceries are always more expensive. Looking forward to hearing your take on this. All the best, Lauren and Gatsby the cat. I saw at Paddington Station the other day, I saw a backpack that was Perspex with lots of air holes in it with a cat inside it. Commuting with a cat on her back.
So maybe she should get one of them.
You could get one of those.
Why can't you leave a kitten on its own to go to the shops? I think that's a bit... Maybe that's a bit too...
Yeah, I think you're going to have to leave it at some point. And also, where is the shop in relation to where you are going?
Yeah, for a couple of hours, I'm sure the kitten will be fine.
How long do you take in the supermarket?
Oh, I can be ages.
Well, that's because you get held up by protesters.
I used to love a good...
How long do you take?
In lockdown.
If I said, go and do your big shop...
Yeah.
How long will it take you?
Good hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
For a big shop.
Massive shop.
Door to door. Yeah, about an hour and a half.
Jordan, maybe. I know where that is in relation to your house. It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, but a good hour and a half. I'm doing a big shop.
No, half an hour.
God, no. Not if you're
Ben, how long for you if you're doing a big shop?
Delivery.
Oh, delivery. Can't be bothered to leave the house.
Do you get...
Do a bit of both.
I just find it more...
Were you about to say, do I get a cardo like you?
Yeah, I don't get a cardo.
Do you not?
I've had a couple, but...
Right. No, well, we do a bit of both. We are a 5-minute walk away from Waitrose, but we also get deliveries when we're doing a big shop.
I think you should maybe...
I think go and get a cat backpack.
Get a cat backpack, or I'm pretty sure the kitten will be all right for a couple of... I'm not a vet,
for an hour.
But I'm sure.
Or do more shops, but with fewer groceries.
Okay,
that's probably what I'd say. This is from Scott. Hi, William Jordan and PB. During lockdown and everything that went on, I thought I'd best put myself out there more on the dating scene since I'd sort of lost myself in a way. I'm a 29-year-old car mechanic who bats for Team Willy. Don't think they mean specifically my team. I think they're using the vernacular. A few months ago, I met a really nice Geordie lad who's 32 over Tinder and pushed myself out of my comfort zone and went to meet him, which is super rare for me. Upon arrival, I totally forgot to ask how tall he was during our weeks of chatting, and that kind of thing doesn't bother me in the slightest. It was only when I rocked up to play mini golf on our first date that I found him to be 5'3", coming from a man who is touching 6'6". Wow.
What, is that as tall as you?
I'm not 6'6", I'm 6.
How tall's Ben?
6'2".
How tall's Mikey?
6'3", 6'5". So it's even taller than Mikey.
Jesus.
Really, my question is, does height matter in situations like this? Personally, it doesn't bother me in the slightest, as I'm more the postman than the postbox anyways. Thank you. Thanks for that, Scott.
Is that... So he... But he... Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Scott.
Well, if you've got a lovely connection and personalities match and you fancy him, then I don't think it should matter.
Yeah, if you're both feeling it, then yeah, it don't matter what height you are.
Mm.
It doesn't.
I think it's Scott's friend that's feeling it.
Yeah.
We're not going to top that.
Come out of his mouth, won't it? Come out the other end.
Gosh. Maybe Scott, can I also put this out there? I'm going to sort of zoom out on Scott's letter. Maybe he's looking for a reason to break it off with the Geordie lad.
Maybe
yeah, you're using height. And actually there's other stuff that's wrong.
Height's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. My parents are exactly the same height, which is why my mother will never wear high heels.
Do you think... Really?
Because she's very traditional and she feels that she shouldn't be
my friend
higher than her
my
husband.
My friend's wife, yeah. Do you think Scott's date, you know, they went to mini golf? To
yes,
him, would that
it's called just golf.
Golf. You ruined my joke, sorry. You tosser. So just be careful if it was just golf day.
I don't think we've been very helpful
How
at all.
How short are my parents, by the way?
Oh, I don't think they're that short.
They're tiny.
But that's where you get it from.
I'm well taller than them. My mum and dad are so short. Anyway.
They're lovely. Right. Well, right. Thanks for all that, everyone. Hope that's of some use.
Remember, you can send your nervous narratives to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
See you on Friday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.